It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
2020, I mean, it was a pretty dreadful year, but it was also a year of awakening, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, things have changed and for the better. Yeah. We're not going to put up with certain types of behaviours anymore.
100%, mate. Well said. So, yeah, so it was a kind of a year where people got fed up with maybe some of the way that they were being treated or the way that, you know, they saw people being treated, particularly with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
And basically the world said, look, we're not going to take it anymore. It doesn't need to be this way. Right? And so we've made some great ground over the last 12 months and some of the big changes have revolved around certain businesses and products that have had names that have actually had either flat out racist connotations or flat out been racist, or there has been that history of kind of it's a bit borderline.
Yeah,
kind
of. Bit of a grey area.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of, you know, we've changed the name of Redskins and Chicos.
Yes.
They've changed. Can't for the life of me remember what they're called now, but they're going to.
Yeah.
It's like January this month, they're changing the name. Anyway. Yeah. And it rubs some people the wrong way. You know, there are people that kind of get up in arms and they're like, well, you know, why do we have to, it's always been this way. Why do we have to change it now? Well, if it's making someone feel awful.
Yeah.
You know.
And it makes you feel nothing.
Yeah. Then why wouldn't you want that person to feel all right? Saputo Dairy Australia have come out and said, look, they came out actually in 2020 and announced that they had decided to retire the Coon brand name from cheese because of obvious racial connotations. They've confirmed now that they've come up with the new name.
Yep.
And it is
Cheer
Cheese. Cheer Cheese. Instead of Coon Cheese, from July on shelves, you'll see Cheer Cheese. Now, they haven't actually released any graphics of the kind of packaging.
Yeah, they've got one. It's just.
But is that them or is that Channel 9?
No. So they're just released this one.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's a, okay. So it looks like the exact. I just wasn't sure if it was going to look like the exact same packaging.
It looks. It's the exact same packaging.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same, you know, the blue background with the white writing. It says cheer.
Yeah. Instead of like, as in, not as in like chia seed, like as in cheer the red and the white.
Yeah. C-H-E-E-R.
In a letter to Aboriginal activist Dr. Stephen Hagen, they wrote, we wanted to ensure we listened to all the concerns surrounding the Coon brand name while also considering comments from consumers who cherish the brand and recognise the origin of its founder, Edward William Coon, which they feel connected to. Because that's how I feel about my cheese. I feel a real connection to the guy who invented it 100 years ago.
It's like, yeah.
After thorough consideration, Saputo has decided to retire the Coon brand name. As part of this process of transformation, we commit to keep our stakeholders informed as we move forward. At this time, we're working to develop a new brand name. Oh, this was last year what they were saying. Right, so they've developed the new brand name. It's called Cheer.
Yeah.
And I know there are people out there this morning that are going to be like, oh, you know, it's not going to sit right with them. Why do we have to change everything? Why does everything have to be so PC these days? Why are we changing? If you're outraged at changing the name of Coon Cheese to Cheer Cheese, I would also ask you where your outrage is or was 3 years ago when Kraft Singles rebranded to Dairy Lee.
You're right.
Nothing racial going on there.
You're right.
Just a change of business name.
Yep.
Yeah, Dairy
exactly.
Lee.
Exactly. Yep.
They bought, or Bega bought some company. And they went, you know what? We're not going to call them Kraft Singles anymore. We're going to call them Dairy Lee.
Yep.
And they've been on your shelves for 3 years.
Where are the signs? Where are the placards?
Yeah. So if you're feeling all angsty today about the fact that they've changed the name of Coon Cheese, you should also feel angsty about the Dairy Lee. And you didn't, did you? So just everything's going to be fine, guys. Move on with your life. It's just bloody cheese.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Hit a bit of a milestone. And no, this is not, as you asked off air, have I eaten 2 foot-long subs.
Yeah, because this is exactly what you did to me like a week ago.
This is not exactly what I did to you a week ago. A week ago I said I overcame a real mental hurdle.
Yeah, and I was proud of you.
And I ate a full foot long because I hadn't done that since I was like 15.
Led me down the garden path.
Well, I tried once and I couldn't do it one time and then so I never tried again for 20 years. Anyway, this is a huge milestone because you spend a lot of time on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour so much of your life into your phone, and you know you see the numbers tick up and up and up, and slowly you get into the thousands and thousands and thousands, and if you do it right, you know it just keeps growing. And so yesterday, I ticked over 20,000.
20,000 what?
Very, very proud. It's been something that I've been working towards for a long time.
I feel instantly sick.
And it makes me it feels like it's just nice to know that I'm making a difference in the world, and you know, like maybe I might be able to start monetizing this.
What do you have 20,000 of?
20,000. Have a look at this, right? This is. I'm just going to show you my phone.
I'm going to slap the phone straight out of your hand. If this is emails, I'm slapping it straight back at you. I swear to God. If this is emails, I'm slapping it. I'm getting up. I'm standing up. Where is it?
Can you see? It's just there. So
Give it to me.
No.
Give me your phone.
No.
Give me your goddamn phone.
You can't. You break it. I've ticked over.
What? See, this is your thing, right? You're a hoarder. You're a hoarder of emails. Mm. And I like the fact that if someone's like, hey, remember back in 2007 we had this idea and you're like, hang on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. But how can you deal with the number? Put them in folders. Do something, Tom.
20,066 unread emails in my Gmail. Pretty proud of that. It's taken a long time to get to that point. That's years of work there. Years of ignoring people's emails.
Oh, my God. Do you know Google probably have someone employed just to take care of the space that you were wasting, whatever the cloud works? I don't understand it. What I do understand is that you've got a problem.
It's not, and that's not mine. That's the thing. The problem is not mine. It doesn't.
Why would you tell me this? Give me the phone.
No, you're not deleting my stuff.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
I put my child down, you know, every second night, essentially. Carly and I, we alternate. We put India to bed by reading her stories.
Yeah.
And then when story time's over, we turn off the light and we sing to her.
Does she sing with you, along with you?
Sometimes, but usually a different song, and she's usually being a bit like... a bit naughty then.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So she'll tell you what song.
Yeah.
And then you have
she requests.
Yeah, and then you have to work out what she's asking for.
Love this child.
Docker Knickerbocker is another one, is one that she loves.
Yeah.
Docker Knickerbocker. And I've started singing Dr. Knickerbocker as she likes to dance and keep in time.
Nice.
This is 2021 and believe it or not, women can be doctors.
Yeah, so, it is unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's the kind of vibe at bedtime at our place. Mm. And she's got Baba Black Sheep is one of her favourites as well.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's a video on YouTube that she keeps finding somehow whenever she gets my phone of Baba Black Sheep.
Mm.
And she loves it, but it upsets her. Like when the sheep gets paint on it and that's how it becomes a black sheep and then she gets really upset, but then she just specifically wants to watch that Baba Black Sheep video.
Okay, very involved.
Kids, I mean, who understands them?
Mm.
Anyway, so, you know, you've got your certain like nursery rhymes that you kind of go to because you remember them.
Yeah.
I didn't remember any until I had a kid and then I had to start like refreshing my memory.
Yeah.
So there is the Baba Black Sheep. Mm-hmm. There's
Twinkle Twinkle.
Michael Finnegan, Twinkle Twinkle Gets a Run,
yeah.
ABC, you know, the ABCs, that flows really well off the bat because it's essentially the same tune.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, there's Dr. Knickerbocker and I roll out a bit of There Was an Old Man Named Michael Finnegan. Mm-hmm. He had whiskers on his chin again.
Yes.
But that gets very repetitive. And I like longer ones that are counting ones that will eat up more time and hopefully put her to sleep. So The Ants Go Marching's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And This Old Man, despite its kind of sus lyrics.
Yeah.
Knick-knack on my thighs. That's a bit... He played knick-knack on my spine. That's
I think it was bit. He... Didn't he play knick-knack on his spine and thighs?
No.
It's my... It's yeah. yours.
And I actually... I've thought about talking about this before. I actually make up my own lyrics to a lot of the songs. A
Remix.
Lot of the nursery rhymes, particularly... The Ants Go Marching, so it's marching two by two. The little one stopped because he stepped in dog poo.
Ah, fun.
Yeah, so a bit of that gear goes on as well. But then she came home one day. She comes home from daycare with songs that we don't even know what they are, and she yeah. just keeps saying words, and you're like, you're supposed to work out what the Jelly Bean song is.
Okay,
or,
yeah.
And I was putting her down a while ago, and she was saying kookaburra, kookaburra, and so I was like, oh, sweet, you know what that'll be. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Again, I only know the one kind of chorusy bit of that song.
Yeah,
so
same.
I sing that over and over, and it doesn't seem to bother her, but it bothers me because I get bored, mm. yeah. And so then I was like, what other Australiana kind of songs can I sing her rather than the, you know, global universal nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
Can I sing her more of a, like a, what's the...
like a local type of...
Once a Jolly Swagman.
Oh, yeah,
that
Waltzing
kind of
Matilda.
Waltzing Matilda gear. Yep. And I realised I don't know, I don't remember a lot of the words to Waltzing Matilda. Mm. I know the first bit, and then I know there's a bit about who's that jolly jumbuck you've
yeah.
got tucked in your... Tuck about something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something.
And I looked up the lyrics to that, and I was like, "Oh God, is that? Oh, is that the lyrics? Oh God, I would have. I was way off, way off." And so then I was like, "What else do I love that's Australiana that I would love her to kind of fall asleep to?"
Mm.
Do you know what I've gone with?
Yeah.
Rip, rip, would you turn it in the paper? Throw it in the bin. No
Amazing.
News today. Night they're dreaming, can't you hear the screaming?
Yeah, right.
Change or ice or more decay.
And it's then I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Yeah. And it is, I mean, yeah, it's another emotional sort of attachment there. You love that.
Well, she's not going to know what the lyrics mean
yeah.
at this age, but I don't know it.
Cross cut, black butt, tallow, wood and cedar.
You're just naming woods there, John.
I am the bush and I am koala.
I would love to know all the lyrics.
I am bush, I am koala.
Yeah, so I'm now I have to go away and learn the lyrics to this whole song.
Oh, my God.
Just so I can sing it for my own pleasure, really.
Yes.
Woodship turning into paper. Throw it in the bin, no news today. Nightmare dreaming, can't you hear the screaming? Chainsaw eyes or more.
It's any excuse, really, to get a bit of J-Dubs on.
On the radio, yeah. I'll start with Rip Rip Woodchip and then I'll move into Hey True Blue. And
but you got to do Mr. Emu.
Old Man Emu, yeah.
Because that's a hard one.
And
she will love the dance.
Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.